Mitch is both unusual and, you know, hard to find in the sense of how reliable he's been, the amount of innings he pitches, the amount of starts and innings he's taken over the last 3 years is, you know, certainly amongst the tops in baseball. That's not an easy thing to find. And he's been a very effective pitcher, and I believe he can be even better. So the combination of all that was going to make it a high bar to cross. We were not motivated or anxious to trade him. We needed to listen. In the end, it was clear to us, certainly as it got into today, certainly, and as the probably even maybe late last night, that, you know, there just wasn't going to be anything out there that, that fit what we were, that fit the goals, that we felt actually, made us better than Mitch Keller himself.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, honestly, fair enough. But when the stated goal on Sunday was for the team to be better in 2026, none of the other trades fit that goal.
How does that fit? Like, one goal should fit everything. One mindset should fit everything. So now that you have one mindset for Mitch Keller, which I understand, you want to get what you can back that is of high production,
sure,
for Mitch Keller, but that should be the stated goal for every other player in trade.
Right. So if you're not going to get what you think Mitch Keller's worth, we had talked about that prior to the deadline. Fair enough. Don't just take the highest offer for Mitch. Get exactly what you're looking for. Okay, fine. But when Bailey Falter then gets shipped out, you need a player that's going to help you next year. When David Bednar gets shipped out, you need to get a player that's going to help you next year. When you're taking calls on Dennis Santana, you need to be trying to get players who can help you next year. None of that happened. And they didn't even move Dennis Santana. Shoot, they didn't even move any of the rental guys. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that the reason why they didn't move the rental guys is because they want those guys back? They want to sign those guys back next year?
I could see that being a possibility with IKF. It's a good question.
I think even Tommy Pham. And Heaney.
I think you got to see the way Pham plays the rest of the year, obviously.
I think they really like him.
Shoot, man, if Pham hits well the rest of the year because the eye thing got fixed, I mean, he's hitting .276. If he's the 26th man on your roster next year, I guess it's not the end of the world. But guess what? You could have traded him
right. And
re-signed him this offseason.
Right.
Like all these guys are on expiring deals. Carlos Santana, way back when, said that after he got traded, he wanted to come back. And I think he was true to his word when he said that. And they weren't even interested in him. So, like, if Tommy Pham goes someplace else, hit someplace else, you could always have called him back up. What a disaster.